Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.a.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. The books go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. Is just getting started, or it's just winding down, or maybe it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are, you and me, and I am glad for that, and I'm grateful I have no desire to drink today, and I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's, mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. Very happy to be here right now. A lot going on in my life. A lot of divine discontentment. I've been talking about it a lot on here, but, you know, there's some things you should not accept. Sometimes you're divinely discontented because your soul knows that where there is desire, harmony is possible. Talk to a lot of people who are in a bad situation. And when you're in a bad situation, feeling bad is normal. Somebody asked me the other day how I deal with sadness, and I said it depends. The first thing is, am I thinking about my sadness intelligently? I used to never do that. I would volunteer to be in a bad situation and I'd be sad about it. And I would stay there and I'd be sad about it, thinking that I was a victim. It was as if I was saying, well, how you doing today? Well, you know, 3 + 3 = 7. You know, so I'm kind of sad. I remember I spent a lot of time sad because I was doing something stupid or thinking about my sadness unintelligently. In AA terms, it would be like I made decisions based on self, which later placed me in a position to be hurt, but I was just denying that that had happened. I was just telling myself unintelligent things about why I was sad. I don't know if this is making any sense, but very different from divine discontentment. I feel like it makes sense to me why I'm sad, and I also feel peace and purpose and So today I wanted to talk about something very simple that I think about. First, a few references from the big book. Check out this sweet action. Let's go to a little page called 77 at the top. Third sentence. Our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be a maximum service to God and the people about us. Doesn't say my real purpose is to help other alcoholics. My real purpose is to fit myself to be a maximum service to everybody around me. Page 102, last full paragraph, first sentence. Your job now is to be at the place where you could be of maximum helpfulness to others. I mean, it just says it over and over again. We don't want to say things that hurt people or make them unhappy. We don't argue or retaliate, because it destroys our chance of being helpful. Bottom of page 19, most of us sense that real tolerance of other people's shortcomings and viewpoints and respect for their opinions or attitudes, which make us more useful to others. Just says it again and again and again and again and again in here. Last sentence on page 89, to be helpful is our only aim. Just says it over and over and over and over and over again. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be helpful? I used to think that being helpful meant just doing whatever you asked for, no matter who you were, no matter how harmful it was. Matter of fact, I have a meme called the codependency statement or something. I'll find it here. Yeah, the codependency statement. It's on my sarcastic AA book page on Instagram. I am responsible. When anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help, no matter how toxic, insane, or unreasonable the request, no matter how harmful it might be to my highest self, whether I'm actually helping or just enabling the person, I want my hand to be there, and for that, I am responsible. The codependency statement. When anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help, no matter how toxic, insane or unreasonable, no matter how harmful it might be to my highest self, my true self, whether I'm actually helping or just enabling the person, I want my hand to be there. The codependency statement. So, when I was first getting sober, I thought being helpful meant just putting up with everything and anything and just being servile and scraping and fulfilling the wish of other people, no matter what it was. But I don't feel that way anymore. So I like to think of it in really simple terms. I like to dumb everything in my program down to the point where I could explain it to a 5-year-old. So what I think about is what I'm doing making the people around me feel better about the world or worse about the world? Is what I'm saying making people feel better about humankind or worse? Inspired or deflated? Hopeful or cynical? Is my behavior, is how I'm acting, how I'm talking, is it making people feel better about the world? Or worse. if I'm snappy with somebody, if I'm rude to someone, if I'm inconsiderate, if I'm arrogant, if I'm... I mean, these are the things I think about. Is my behavior making people think the world is better? More loving, you could say? Or is it making people feel less safe in the world? More safe or less safe is another way I look at it. I mean, I don't know how you think about this. But this is one of the ways I think about all of this AA stuff as I go through the day. Because I don't always know when I'm helping people or if I'm helping people, but I definitely know when I'm not. It's easy to find places I'm not helping anyone. I'm not helping anyone feel better about the world by gossiping. I'm not helping anybody, I don't think, by not owning my behavior and taking responsibility for when I mess up. I don't think I'm making anybody think the world's a better place when I'm arguing with people and trying to be understood. I don't think I'm helping anybody when I'm not kind. I don't know if I'm helping people when I'm kind. But when I'm not kind, I know I'm not helping people. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't think I'm doing any good by not being kind. Do you know what I mean? Well, you can't be kind to everyone. I mean, just I'm speaking in broad strokes. Not complicated. Is what I'm doing elevating people? Or not? Or is what I'm doing making people want to try less? Am I contributing to cynicism? Or jaded? Understanding of things? I mean, to me, these are the things, this is where it all shows up. This is where all the AA stuff for me should show up. If it doesn't show up right here, what am I doing? If all this AA stuff doesn't show up in how I am affecting the people around me in my life, then what the hell am I doing? If my relationship with God isn't causing me to be kinder to the people around me, then what am I doing? I used to really act out when I was angry, frustrated. I was always angry about the wrong things too, and frustrated, just completely out of proportion. The wrong place, at the wrong time, about the wrong thing, for the wrong length of time. I was just way off. making people around me no doubt feel worse about the world. And I know I still do that sometimes. I don't claim anything. I claim that I'm hopefully less selfish than I was. But I don't feel like I've reached any kind of a plateau. I have plenty of things to work on all the time. I have plenty of things to work on now. I miss the mark now. I come up short now. But one thing I have gotten better at is that I'm able to separate my mood from my treatment of everybody. I used to be able to not separate those things. If I was in a bad mood, everybody around me deserved kindness less. Just how it was. Now when I'm struggling, or I'm, you know, at least able to usually, more often than not, be okay with how I treat people, even when I'm not well. So, am I making people feel better about the world or worse? These are the simple notions I carry with me throughout the day to just dumb this down, keep it simple, keep it really stupid. And that's it. That's all. So, I'm going to stop now. I want to give a shout out to Mallory. I want to give a shout out to Teets. Get better. Give a shout out to Dr. Wu and Emma, Katie, Taylor. Special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, was saved, but I'm gonna go try to live a life that was worth saving. I hope you'll do the same. Good night.